I'm Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
What's the best way to go about disarming one of these things?
The way you don't die, sir.
Sir, yes, sir!
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved Gold?
Sir, to kill, sir!
I apologize, it's not my fault! The waves are getting blown out by the napalm!
Let me see your war face!
Raver Guzman, film critic for Newsday for Friday Movies. Welcome.
Hi, John.
And for this weekend, we've got Alice Through the Looking Glass, a sequel to the Tim Burton.
That's correct, but without Tim Burton this time.
Go back in time? How?
The chronosphere.
None of us can use it because we've already been in the past.
And if your past self sees your future self, what happens?
There is no history of it happening, but it is said that if it were to happen, everything would be history.
Lewis Carroll probably wouldn't recognize much of that language, but I recognize Helena Bonham Carter there.
Helena Bonham Carter, Anne Hathaway, Johnny Depp, they're all back. Mia Wasikowska as Alice. But as I said, no Tim Burton, and I think that's a big problem with this film. He didn't follow trends. You know, Tim Burton kind of is a trend. And this movie, I think, is trying to take little bits and pieces from everything else that's out there in the culture. It feels a little bit like Wicked, a little bit like an origin story. And I have to say, Johnny Depp is the Mad Hatter. I don't know if you were a fan of him in the original film, but here he's really bordering on the horrifying. He's got these eyes that seem a little bit computer altered. He looks a little like a fish. I can't get behind that character, and this was really not an enjoyable sequel.
Maybe he has a future in the X-Men Apocalypse. That's the next film here.
Ever since the world found out about mutants in 73, there have been cults who see them as some kind of second coming or sign of God. I was tracking one of them. They call themselves a Shir En Sebanur, named after an ancient being they believe to be the world's first.
World's first what?
The world's first mutant.
As if anyone needed an explanation. We believe in the mutants now. Everyone's all there. There doesn't need to be any exposition.
That's right. Although what's odd about it is that the critics have generally loved the X-Men movies. We always think of these as being the kind of more stylish, more intelligent superhero films. And the critics have turned against this en masse. They have despised, hated, loathed this film. I don't think it's that bad. Oscar Isaac plays this mutant that we're talking about there. Jennifer Lawrence is back. Michael Fassbender is great as Magneto. Yeah, it's a little sluggish. It doesn't have quite the snap and the crackle that the other X-Men films do. But I'm not sure why everyone is hating on this movie so much. It seems like a straight down the middle superhero installment to me.
Did they dare to go after Jennifer Lawrence?
They did, and I have to say she is a little bit on autopilot in this film. It's true.
Yeah, she doesn't need that film.
No, she doesn't.
But Colin Farrell, on the other hand, probably does need a hit at this point. The Lobster, a very interesting movie. We actually talked with Colin Farrell and the director of this movie.
Now, have you thought of what animal you'd like to be if you end up alone?
Yes, a lobster.
Why a lobster?
Because lobsters live for over 100 years. Are blue-blooded like aristocrats.
I must congratulate you. The first thing most people think of is a dog.
Now, that is the premise of the movie right there.
That's right. If you are a single person in this strange dystopian world, you have 45 days to find a mate or you are turned into an animal of your choice. This is one of those movies that creates this very strange, very absurd, very dark world and thinks it through so totally. Every detail is so rich and so weird and unexpected. Very Charlie Kaufman-esque, I would say, very Kafka-esque. It's just a very, very bizarre, funny, really interesting comedy. I really loved this film.
That's great. Well, it sounded wonderful. Raver Guzman, film critic for Newsday on Alice Through the Looking Glass, X-Men Apocalypse. Forget about those, Ryan.
I say forget about those and go with the lobster.
Go with the lobster. I'll have the lobster, yes. I'll have
excellent
two.
Choice.
Thank you. Raver, have a great weekend.
You too, John. Thanks.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home or business printers, and in-store print shops that can create customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. At Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.